4 to 6 seconds of relentless effort. And for the rest of the segment, hitting the oxygen mask. It's the Buckeye Show with Brandon Beam and Timmy Hall.
All right, just me, Timmy Hall, with you tonight. Beam was on earlier. The Fan Guest Hotline is sponsored by Bryant Heating and Cooling Products on 97.1 The Fan. And we go to Bill Kerlick, 24-7 Sports. Bill, you're going to help every single Buckeye fan that's listening right now not miss a single important thing with these 24 young men that signed with Ohio State today. Special day for all those kids. How you doing, man?
Really well. How are you, Tim?
Not bad. I mean, it's such a whirlwind. I feel like almost we have too much for one day.
Yeah, in the old days, it was all on literally one day in February. Things have changed completely, though. You know, they'd started the early signing period, and at first, you know, people didn't know what to expect. And now I would say, you know, 75% of all players or more sign during the early signing period, and most of them on the first day of the early signing period. So, you know, to in effect, this is now National Signing Day today.
No, it really is. I mean, I'd say it depends on program and it depends on year too, Bill. But for this Ohio State class, you tell me, 24 of the 26 and the two other ones are still listed as hard commits, unless you've got something to update me there with Clark Phillips. They're two defensive backs, which we'll get to the Jeff Hafley thing, but it seems like almost all of the class is in now.
Yeah, as you said, Tim, 24 signed, and they have two more commitments. They are both defensive backs. Clark Phillips, cornerback out of California. He's going to make his final decision. He says he's still committed to Ohio State, but he made an official visit to Utah this past weekend, and he'll announce his final decision tomorrow between Ohio State and Utah, and then he'll sign with one of the two. And then the other one is Cameron Martinez, who is a two-time Michigan State Football Player of the Year. I think he'll end up at safety in college, but he could also play wide receiver. But he is still committed to Ohio State, but he decided to delay his signing really because of Jeff Hafley. You know, he was very close to Jeff Hafley, and it gave him pause to think when Jeff Hafley took that Boston College job. So Martinez is still committed to Ohio State. He just wants to see, you know, who gets hired and how things shake out, and if all goes as expected, I guess you'd say, then he'll sign with Ohio State in February.
He's Bill Kerlick on the Buckeye Show. Yeah, but the cool thing for me, though, is usually when an assistant coach leaves that a lot of these kids on the trail loved, and you know, you can say that you go for the school, and you do, but you also go because you strike a relationship and a personal connection with the guy that's recruiting you, and that's, I can understand that. I can get real. You might want to also say, why don't we see how things play out instead of running to change your situation right away? And I think that's what a couple of these kids are doing. I viewed the impact as minimal with Jeff Hafley leaving. Your take?
Well, I agree completely, Tim. When somebody like Jeff Hafley leaves, who, you know, has had a tremendous impact on Ohio State recruiting, then you really, really worry about it. But Ryan Day and Mark Pantone, the director of player personnel, they got on things right away. And actually, you know, they acted proactively because the possibility they knew was there that Jeff Hafley would get the Boston College job. So they did a great job, and the rest of the coaches did a great job of being proactive in that and kept just about all of those players in the class. You know, as of now, they are all still in the class. It's just a matter of the last two sign or not. So, you know, that was really a great job by them, and under a difficult situation. And you got to credit Jeff Hafley too. You know, he did his best to help keep these kids in the class, even though he was going to Boston College.
All right. This might be the best question that I've got for you tonight. And that's really, I guess that's not saying much with the way that I interview, but here I go. Because we can't say all 24 of these kids' names. I can't even say them all in this hour and actually do it justice, and you can't do it right here in this interview. What do you think is something that Buckeye fans might just miss today on a busy day about this class?
Well, that's a tough one, Tim, but I think as you look at things, you've got the five stars and all You've got Paris Johnson and Julian Fleming. But, you know, I think people might miss that there are two cornerbacks in this class right now that are going to have a great opportunity for the Buckeyes next year. And they're both four-star guys. Legend Cavazos from Bradenton IMG in Florida. He's played against great competition there for 3 years. And then Ryan Watts out of Texas. Ohio State is likely going to lose their top three cornerbacks, two for sure. And then if Sean Wade leaves for the NFL, that'll be three. So there's going to be great opportunity there. And there's going to be at least opportunity to be in the two deep, if not be a starter. And while those kids, Cavazos and Ryan Watts are not the highest rated recruits in the class, there are two kids that have a chance to get on the field next year for Ohio State.
And Cavazos, correct me if I'm wrong, he had been listed as a safety for a lot of his recruitment, right? But I'm imagining he's a talented dude. You can put him into some different positions.
Yeah, the reason he was listed and still is in some situations as a safety is that his first 2 years at IMG, he played almost exclusively at safety. His natural position is cornerback, and he was outstanding as a senior at cornerback. And, you know, both Cavazos and Ryan Watts are long kids. You know, they've got good size. You know, they can cover bigger receivers and the speed to cover faster ones. They are guys that Buckeye fans should be well aware of.
Bill Kerlick filling us in on everything else we needed to know about this Ohio State 2020 recruiting class. We appreciate it. I'll leave you off on this, Bill. I was impressed by and sort of just shocked at the number of the in-state guys being from Cincinnati. Which of the Southern Ohio boys really pops off the page to you, besides Paris Johnson Jr.?
That was a softball at first.
Besides Paris Johnson Paris Jr. Johnson,
yeah, Paris Johnson's just so good. He's a five-star kid that I think is going to be in the 2D next year. So, you made it definitely tougher there with that qualifier, Tim. But
yeah, maybe he starts next year. That'd be fun to watch.
Yeah, but with the qualifier, Joe Royer is a kid that I think is going to be a really good tight end for the Buckeyes. He's from Cincinnati Elder, and again, a kid that's played against really good competition, good size. You know, he's 6'5", about 225, 230, and just an outstanding athlete. He lined up at wide a lot for Elder, and he's a guy that catches the ball as a wide receiver but is big as a tight end, and I think he's going to be a good one.
Bill, take a break now. Have a beverage. Will you do that for me?
All right. It's been a busy day, to say the least.
All right. Always appreciate it, man. Good stuff.
Thanks, Tim.
There goes Bill Kerlick, 24/7 Sports right there. Kind enough to join us on the Bryant Heating and Cooling Products Fan Guest Hotline.